Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 233, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Bow down thy ear, O Lord, and hear, for I am poor and great my need. Preserve my soul, for thee I fear, O God, thy trusting servant heed. And what follows, 233, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 18, the verses 16 through 33. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth heads of doctrine of the corruption of man, his conversion to God and the manner thereof, the articles 8 and 9. In Genesis 18, beginning with verse 16. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abram stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abram answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure, there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. A peradventure 10 as shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communion with Abram, and Abraham returned unto his place from the canons of Dort. The third and fourth heads of doctrine of the corruption of man, his conversion to God, and the manner thereof, Articles 8 and 9. Article 8. As many as are called by the gospel are unfeignedly called, for God hath most earnestly and truly declared in his word what will be acceptable to him, namely, that all who are called should comply with this invitation. He moreover seriously promises eternal life and rest to as many as shall come to him and believe on him. Article 9. It is not the fault of the gospel, nor of Christ offered therein, nor of God, who calls men by the gospel and confers upon them various gifts, that those who are called by the ministry of the word refuse to come and be converted. The fault lies in themselves, as some of whom are called, regardless of their danger, reject the word of life. Others, though they receive it, suffered not to make a lasting impression on their heart. Therefore, their joy, arising only from a temporary faith, soon vanishes, and they fall away, while others choke the seed of the word by perplexing cares and the pleasures of this world, and produce no fruit. This our Savior teaches us in the parable of the sower of Matthew 13. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when in this hour we attempt to approach unto thee with our unclean lips, when we attempt to call upon thee who art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and who canst not look upon iniquity, may it please thee by the work of thy Spirit to grant a little of what we have heard out of thy holy word. When thy servant Abraham, when he was given to plead with thee, that he was given to confess, that he was but dust and ashes in thy most holy sight, then he was given to ask of thee, that thou would not be angry when he would open his unclean lips once more. Then we read in thy holy word that the disciples have asked of thee, Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, thou knowest how empty we are of ourselves. 'Tis so necessary that each time by renewal, that thou granteth that true reverence, that all when we approach nigh unto thee, a deep impression of our profound needs, and that we are unworthy of the least of thy blessings, and because our sins are manifold, We abuse thy gifts. We are so quick to murmur when thou even withholdest a blessing. And yet we are so privileged above most of the people of the earth. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee in this afternoon hour for thy blessing. May it please thee to go from bench to bench, from dwelling to dwelling, and from heart to heart. Where that advent is missed in our life, wilt thou begin that good work. And where thou hast begun, wilt thou grant those exercises, ah Lord. When there are souls amongst us, as is Zechariah and an Elizabeth of old, with an unanswered prayer, and maybe it seems impossible, but oh, when it can no more from man's side than it can from thy side, because thy name is wonderful, and thou art that almighty God. And then for Zechariah and Elizabeth, then there has come a time that they were given to embrace their little John. Lord, wilt thou grant those young among our young people as that young Mary, who has greatly feared the Lord, who has received the visit, and who was given to proclaim, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord. Where thou hast declared that the power of the highest would come upon her, that is necessary for each and every one of us, and that Christ child is born in the stable of our heart. Oh, when there is yet an old Simeon, at least it is the thought that he was old. He was old in grace, with the promise that he would behold the Christ child before he would see death. Oh, he has come with the Spirit in the temple. Oh, what a blessed man, Lord. May there also come such a one in this afternoon to thy house. And then he was given to embrace that Christ child, and then he could die. Remember also our elderly ones, that there may yet be an Anna that may be so often in the temple with fastings and prayers, seeking the redemption in Israel, ah Lord. In the time when thy dear Son has come upon the earth, it was a very dark time. We also live in such a time. It is a solemn time, a serious time, but thy dear Son, oh, at thy right hand, he is still gathering his church. May he do it in this hour, but also he preserves, he remembers, comforts his church. The Holy Spirit is sent forth. May he dwell richly amongst us, Lord. Wilt thou bless the means of grace? Wilt thou bless what was heard in this morning hour? Remember and bless the labors of the consistory. Wilt thou remember fathers and mothers at home with the instruction of the children which thou hast entrusted unto them? They are stewards, and it is only for a time. Wilt thou remember our Christian school? Also different circumstances where at the moment the older children are called to study at home. Wilt thou help and remember them? Help the parents, help the teachers, the administration, the bus drivers, the principals, all those that work in our school, above all things. May thy word be blessed, that many may be converted by thee unto thee, to belong to that Advent people, and not only an Advent people than we many times think of a seeking church, But what a blessing and what a privilege it is for thy people when they may remain that Advent people after having received a knowledge of thy dear Son with those holy desires that in this season that new light may shine in the manger and to receive a further blessing. Lord, remember then thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Then we think in this day of our sister congregation because of circumstances that the doors of thy house, they remain closed. Well, thou remember the consistory, remember thy servant and his wife. Well, thou grant healing where it is necessary. Remember the established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, and all mission work, Lord. Remember our nation, and then we commend unto thee all those that are sick with the virus, those that are in the hospital. Well, thou remember all those that work in the medical field. Well, thou remember our premier, all those in high authority. Grant them a place at thy footstool, and O Lord, may under these solemn callings, may there be a returning, a repentance, a crying unto thee, and that thy kingdom may come. We remember all the special needs. An old mother who was taken to the hospital yesterday evening could return home. We humbly ask thee that the means may be blessed and may it be profitable for her soul. Remember her together with her husband. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care. Lord, we remember all the many mourning ones amongst us. Do continue to remember them from day to day. Grant them a place at thy footstool where they may tell thee all how that those empty places, how they are so sorely felt when they are so overwhelmed, when it seems that they cannot continue to go further, Lord. Wilt thou be mindful of all of them? Wilt thou remember all our elderly ones? Remember our Bethesda with all those who may lovingly care for them. Wilt thou continue, hitherto, then thou wast wonderfully watched over us. As it were, thou wast placed a fiery wall around about us. May we be given to acknowledge thee therefore, and may it be the goodness of the Lord that may bring us oftentimes at thy feet, be wondering thy goodness, where thou yet maketh a difference, where there is no difference, Lord. Cause thy face to shine upon us, turn us, and then we shall be saved. Remember the crosses, the burdens, and the prodigal sons and the prodigal daughters. And now, Lord, in this afternoon, thou knowest most perfectly how dependent we are upon thee for everything. May our help truly be in the name of the Lord, who has made the heavens and the earth. Thou also manifest thyself in the realm of nature, that thou hast everything in thy hand. May it be our prayer and our concern, that mighty Creator, that he may be remembered by us, and that he may become our God through his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, wilt thou take away everything that could be a hindrance. We have heard out of the writings of our forefathers that there can be a certain joy, but that it shall disappear. and also the thistles that choke the word, ah, Lord. May then the seed of thy holy word in this hour, may it fall in well-prepared hearts. And then we have to confess all sinned away, all undeserved, and we can speak it with our lips. And may it be experienced more and more in the hearts to receive what that centurion has experienced, that he was not worthy that thou would come under his roof, but, O Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Wilt thou then grant a good hour, pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 13, the stanzas 4, 5, 6, and 7. All nations of men shall be judged by the Lord. To me, O Jehovah, a just judgment accord. As faithful and righteous in life I have been, and ever integrity cherished within, and what follows. Psalter 13, the stanzas 4 through 7. in this afternoon hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture we have read together, Genesis 18, the verses 16 through 33, and we shall read the verses 23 through 26. And Abraham drew near and said, O wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. O wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Our text words speak of an advent Abraham exercised with Sodom and Gomorrah. With three thoughts in the first place, Abraham commended by the Lord. In the second place, Abraham informed by the Lord. And in the third place, Abraham pleading with the Lord. An advent Abraham exercised with Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham commended by the Lord. Abraham informed by the Lord. And in the third place, Abraham pleading with the Lord. Beloved congregation, the last time we were given to consider that Abram by renewal has received a special visit from the Lord. What a blessed Abram. What a blessing. One that may take place in our life. By the first time in the moment of regeneration, when the Lord visits us with His grace, and that it all becomes different. Although when the Lord works, we cannot understand it, but we do know that it has become different. Has it now become different in your life, congregation? Has that now taken place? That is necessary, because we cannot appear before the Lord as we are born to enter heaven, then we need a right in the way of justification and the pardoning of our sins, but then we also need to become meet. And that is in the way of sanctification. It is true. It is only in part. But not only for the first time, but we need a visit each time by renewal. The Lord is free, and the Lord is so sovereign. Oh, I read of the psalmist in Psalm 106, verse 4, remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Visit me with thy salvation. That is now the prayer of the Advent Church. Oh, are there Advent souls in my midst, awaiting people and that by the first time, but also in the further leadings, the steps of grace, 'tis now the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of His people to make room for a new benefit, to grant exercises to that end, and to also grant a fulfillment. Or do you think, congregation, that great and merciful and righteous God, that He shall work the need, that He shall give those true desires after Him and His righteousness, and that He shall not fulfill it? Oh, I read in Hebrews 10, verse 23, faithful is He that promised. Ah, may that be an encouragement for an Advent church. And now we have heard the last time that Abram has set before those three visitors of his goods and congregation. When we are given to give our time, our goods or talents for the Lord, then we shall never come short. This true. Oh, it can be tried. It's happened in the life of the people of God, that for a poor and needy one, that they have given away everything that they had, was given by faith, and that the Lord always has remembered that people in a special way, and that He has restored what they needed a fourfold. And that we also read in this chapter, and now we have heard that with that visit, that the Lord has given special instruction concerning the promised child, concerning that Isaac. And out of Isaac, the Lord Jesus Christ would be born. And then you can remember, boys and girls, youth, all of us, that in Genesis 17, that there was a special and a new revelation. Then Abram and Sarah have learned something that was not revealed unto them before, and that was that the promised child, that He would be born from Sarah. Oh, what a special visit, and what a special instruction. And in Genesis 17, then we read that it has been repeated three times. Is there a people that understand it, why that is so necessary? Oh, it is, because when the Lord speaks, then it shall be tried. It shall be tried deeply. What an example we have in the Bible, and it can be so assaulted. Ah, then the church has the desire, Lord, wilt Thou say it once more, because that awful unbelief and the devil, and that people learns to first turn inside, because, congregation, we can so easily blame the devil, and it is true. Oh, what a power he has, but that awful unbelief, and that is our own doing, that says it never can be. And oh, what a blessed place for the child of God to be, when they desire to hear the voice of the Lord, that they say, "Ach, Lord, wilt Thou now speak once more? Wilt Thou now say it once more?" Psalm 119, verse 49, "Remember Thy word unto Thy servant, upon which Thou hast caused me to hope." And now in this chapter, what has Sarah now experienced? Oh, also an Abram. But congregation, what a privilege it is, what a blessing, that there is not only spoken of Abram, the father of the faithful, because the Lord has a people, that they learn that their faith is so small, and they can be so questioned, oh, whether it is even the true saving faith, because they learn that from themselves they can bring forth nothing, but that awful God dishonoring unbelief that robs them of so much comfort and is so dishonoring to the Lord. And now we have heard the last time that Sarah was in the tent, and when the Lord has spoken concerning that Isaac would be born of her, that she laughed, and then she was examined, and then Abraham and those men, those three men, those three visitors, they have left. And then we can understand even a little with our mind what that must have been for a Sarah to be left behind, that her husband, that he left with those three men. The one was the Lord and the other two angels. And that is Sarah that had laughed and had even denied. Thus, Sarah was one that with the Lord's promise, what the Lord has spoken to her, that she ascended all the way. Are there a few souls in my midst that have ascended all the way? Oh, have become so unworthy and are afraid that it shall never take place. Oh, what a blessing that the Lord, that he is that faithful God for an unfaithful people, and that the unbelief of Sarah, that it can never bring the promises to naught. Oh, when in Abram, and when those visitors have left, how that Sarah must have wept, how she must have poured out her heart, how she must have told the Lord, Lord, now I have ruined everything, and thou hast spoken such precious things. I have prayed, I have hoped for so many years. Ah, Lord, thou knowest how barren I am, and thou knowest how often I have told thee what a tears I have wept. Oh, when Ishmael was born, that's not my husband's fault, all my fault, but, oh Lord, and now I have sinned it all away. Oh, that is now an Advent people of people that have sinned everything away, and yet a people that cannot miss the Lord on account of that love shed abroad in the heart. Oh, for a Sarah, for such an Advent people, and then how necessary that Christ child becomes, that he may be pardoned of all their sins. And now we read in our text words that in Abram and the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abram went with them to bring them on the way. Why do you think, boys and girls, that an Abram has went to bring those men away? Why did he not say goodbye and let them leave? Oh, in Abram, he has heard precious things. And in Abram had a desire, oh, to hear a little more, to receive some instruction from those three men. Ah, that is so necessary. The child of God, many times they are given to ask for comfort and for encouragement. But what is now so necessary and so profitable, that they may receive instruction in the things of the Lord. All for an Advent people to learn with the Sarah, but of course in Abram. We have also heard in a former chapter, when he went down to Egypt, that he is also sinned away. Ah, the church learns that there is no worthiness in them, that it is grace and grace alone. Ah, the church learns by the work of the Holy Spirit the necessity of that precious Savior who was come upon the earth, who had no sin, but who was willing to take the sin of his people upon him to bring that perfect sacrifice that they may be reconciled to the Lord. And now when Abraham was given to bring those visitors away, and then they were given to walk together, all we read specifically of a Noah, of an Enoch both, that they have walked with God. And I read in Amos 3 verse 3, can to walk together except they be agreed. And now it has pleased the Lord when an Abram has led those visitors away that he may receive a little more instruction. And then in the verses 17 through 19, those are the thoughts of the Lord concerning his church. And they are profound and they are deep thoughts. And then we read in verse 17, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Do we not read in Psalm 25 verse 14 that the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant? Those are the secret things of the Lord. It pleases the Lord at times to reveal to his children what he shall do in the way of providence. But concerning those secret things, that is especially the way of salvation, how it is possible that a poor and a guilty people, that they may be reconciled to the Lord. Oh, verse 17, shall I hide from Abram the thing that I shall do? That speaks of that sweet communion. We read in John 15, verse 14 and 15, the words which Christ has spoken to his church before he has went to the cross. And then we read, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. But I have called you friends for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known to you. Ah, those secrets of the Lord, what are they, young and old? Ah, that concerns the sweetness of the service of the Lord. And I hope, my unconverted fellow travelers, that there are times that you are so jealous of God's people, boys and girls. Are you sometimes jealous of God's people? And do you pray fervently that you may belong to that blessed people, that you may learn those secrets, that the scriptures may be opened by the work, by the enlightening, by the quickening of the work of the Holy Spirit? Ah, the secret things of the Lord, that refers especially of that secret hiding place. Think of Psalm 91 verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, young and old, if we may now receive a place under those overshadowing wings of Christ Jesus, then how dark may become in this world, and what judgments. And the Lord is with his judgments upon the earth. The Lord also needs to protect us from the virus. Oh, hitherto, how wonderfully has done it, whereas it brought us congregation. But now that secret place of the Most High, that refers to the shadowing wings of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we read that the Lord has commanded Abram, at least concerning those thoughts, also necessary, of course. We are very proud people. Do you have trouble with that pride, congregation? Do you have trouble with that pride? That you have to tell the Lord, "Ach, Lord, I have such a proud heart, and that I go so quickly upward." Nevertheless, there are many discouragements in this life, and it's also good to commend and compliment one another, husbands and wives, parents, their children. When they are discouraged, we have the example of Christ, which he has given in the parable concerning those talents. Then he says that they were good and profitable servants. And then the Lord, then he has said, seeing that Abram shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. It was on account of that promised seed of the woman of Abram, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, in the beloved Son of God, there the nations of the earth are blessed. Where that gospel has been preached and where it has had effect, what a blessings of the Lord outwardly, but even more so inwardly. And now we read, "For I know him." Ah, the Lord has known Abram from that never begun eternity. He's written in the book of the Lamb. He has known him when he was in that Ur of the Chaldeans. Has known him in the moment of regeneration, when he was called, when he has left his nation, his people, and his kindred. But the Lord continually knows his people. Oh, what a sweet thought, Church of God. Wherever the way and whatever the way is, then the Lord knows of his church. He has engraven them in the palms of his hand. Oh, it is true. In those dark and distressful ways, then Zion sometimes says, "The Lord has forgotten and the Lord has forsaken me." But that can never be, because they are written in his book. Christ has purchased them. But now concerning, "For I know him," that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. What a special word concerning Abram. Abram was a busy man. We have heard in the former chapter of 318 servants, many sheep, thus as an employer, and those employees, people in those days, were not so different than today, that there have been also difficulties, troubles, what a concerns, that everything may run smoothly, than how busy Abraham was. And we live in a busy time. There's a different time than of Abram. It was not so rushed, not all the technology. Nevertheless, that in Abram, in the busyness of his life, that he has taken the time, made the time, because that is necessary. And fathers and mothers, those times that we spend together with our family, with our children, round about God's word, that shall never be lost time. The Lord has promised his blessing thereupon. I know that Abram will command his children and his household. This not only speaks of children, but also of all his servants, that they were instructed in the things of the Lord. Of course, in Abram, did not have a Bible, and he did not have a Psalter. Reverend Hellenbrook. He asked concerning, in the lesson concerning the Holy Scriptures, because then it was passed from father to son, how that was more possible. And then he has written that men were fewer in number. They lived longer. He has said the devices of Satan were less. And the Lord has revealed himself to his children more often. We have heard last week out of Genesis 5 that a Lamech, he has lived some years together with Adam. Thus then there were not so many people necessary. If we think of the time of Abram, then there was only necessary Adam, Lamech, Shem, and Abram. Because Shem, he has lived 150 years together in the same time with Abram. And Shem has experienced the flood. And now when Abram was given to instruct his children, his servants, in the things of the Lord. And now maybe I hear one say, even in Advent people, but I have so many riddles myself. If I could now speak of a knowledge of that precious child in the manger of Bethlehem, that he was now my Savior, if the Lord would now speak what the Lord has spoken to those shepherds in Luke 2, but unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is the Lord, then it would be so much easier. But what about an Abram? When this is written of him, he was not holding his little Isaac yet, has received it in the way of promise, but also in the life of Abram, what a questions and a riddles there have been. Nevertheless, he was given to instruct his family. Our second thought, Abraham, informed by the Lord. Let us add to that instruction of Abram. This is written of him after in Genesis 17 that the sacrament of circumcision was instituted. Thus then also much instruction concerning the sacrament of holy baptism, what the promise that is made. What a privilege. Oh, we cannot convert our children. That is the Lord's work. But parents, the Lord uses means. And the Lord has promised that it shall not return void unto him. Think of Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child when he in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from the same. Oh, then in Abram has also learned that with the instruction of children, who is sufficient unto these things, that a mediator, a Savior is necessary for the pardoning of our sins. And now in verse 20, then the Lord begins to speak unto Abraham. And the Lord said, in this chapter, then we also see an increase in the knowledge of Abram at the beginning. Then it is evident that Abram received a profound impression that those three visitors, that they were very special visitors. Then in the furtherance of the chapter, then Abram has learned by the omniscience of the Lord of those visitors, that they knew of circumstances, for what they were walking with, also concerning the laughing of Sarah. Then there was an increase in knowledge. And now when the other two men, when they have went towards Sodom, and the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very gracious, the name Sodom, that means to be burning, and the name Gomorrah, that means to be submersed. Thus the time has come for Sodom and Gomorrah. There were three more cities that is written elsewhere in Scripture, but Sodom and Gomorrah, they were the greatest, and that the time has come that their cup was full. Their sins, they were great. They were manifold. We read that the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah, that it has come up before the Lord, very well possible. Also that there were many poor, that they were oppressed. We read in James 5 verse 4, the cry of the laborers, the wages not paid, that they entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. And then we read further, and because their sin is very grievous, that word grievous, that means heavy, that word altogether, that means that there has come a completion. What an awful matter for Sodom and for Gomorrah. We know that that sin of Sodom and Gomorrah that concerns the seventh commandment, we read in Genesis 2, also Genesis 1, that the Lord has made them male and female and instituted holy matrimony. And already in Sodom and Gomorrah, read that in the following chapter, that was a great sin in those cities. And now when we think of a congregation, that the measure of wrath, that it was full for Sodom and Gomorrah, that their sins were so great, that the cup, that it has become full, and that the Lord, that he would destroy those cities. And what about in our day? How many countries have become like Sodom and Gomorrah? The marriage of institution of marriage despised, trampled upon, and now we do not have to multiply it out how far our country has sunk away. I read in Jeremiah 5 verse 29, shall I not be avenged of a nation such as this is? And shall I not visit their sins? Then our country may still stand, as Sodom and Gomorrah has been consumed, and as Sodom and Gomorrah, then they have received privileges. They have also received callings. Think of Genesis 14. Many times, most of the time, the Lord comes with lesser judgments before he destroys a people. So it was with the children of Judah, Israel. Read Amos 4, there we read of the lesser judgments that have come upon them. But as Sodom and Gomorrah, they have not hearkened. If we think of the blessings in Genesis 14, Or when those kings have come up against those cities, and when they have taken away their goods, what a calling for Sodom and Gomorrah. But they repented not. Think of the wonder that an Abram was used when he has pursued that enemy, and when he has restored Lot and much goods. Then the Lord has manifested to Sodom and Gomorrah that an Abram has served an Almighty God. When an Abram has returned with Lot, then we read of the king of Sodom, but also of Melchizedek, then they have witnessed wonderful things. And yet, Sodom and Gomorrah, they returned not unto the Lord. When we consider our nation, I read in Jeremiah 22, verse 29, O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Then we can replace that word earth with our country. Do you know what Sodom and Gomorrah has done? They have abused the patient long-suffering of the Lord. They thought that the next day would be as this day, but there comes a time when the long-suffering of the Lord, when it shall come to an end, that time had come for a Sodom and a Gomorrah. I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which has come unto me, and if not, I will know it. A human way of expressing that the Lord would look once more upon Sodom and Gomorrah and to see if there were yet beggars, to see whether there were still a few advanced souls that were crying after the Lord, that were given to weep bitter tears because of all the abominations, young and old. Have we now ever become a Sodom and Gomorrah? Then I do not mean to commit the same sins. Ah, may the Lord keep us. May He bless our family circles, husbands, wives, children. May the Lord grant unto our youth a husband and wife, which they may go through this world. But oh, when the Spirit works, then we learn our great sin. Then we learn that we are great sinners. Then we learn that the judge of all the earth is right. Let us first sing. Psalter 415. Let us only sing the seventh stanza. Yea, the secret of Jehovah is with those who fear His name. With His friends in tender mercy, He His covenant will maintain. And what follows, Psalter 415, only the seventh stanza. Thank you. an Advent Abraham exercised with Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham commended by the Lord. Abraham informed by the Lord. And now thirdly, Abram pleading with the Lord. And then those other two men, they have left. They have went towards Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abram remained alone with the Lord. What a blessed place that we may be alone with the Lord. We think of Jacob in Genesis 32 with a meeting with Esau. And then he has sent his family over the brook. And he remained alone with the Lord. And now it is evident in this chapter in our history that Abraham, that he had yet charitable thoughts of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Of course, boys and girls, you know that Lot he has chosen for the plains. And he has lived in that city, it is true. We read in the epistle of Peter that he has vexed his righteous soul. Thus, charitable thoughts, the prophet Elijah, in a way of discouragement, then he has told the Lord that he was the only one left, although shortly before, he has met in a surprising way that God-fearing Obadiah, but then the Lord has also said that there were yet 7,000 that had not bowed the knee before Baal. When we come in great cities, when we fly over great cities in the nighttime, mention New York, Los Angeles, and then you fly for a long time over that city, you see nothing but lights. So many dwellings. And then the thought many times is in those big cities when you see all those lights and all those dwellings, how many shall there now be in this city that truly feared the Lord? How many churches of different denominations where the truth still is and where the Lord is working by His Spirit? Then for an Abraham, then haste was necessary, because he has seen it. Those other two men, They have went towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and Sodom and Gomorrah would soon be destroyed. And now what a blessed place. Ah, that was not Abram's work. Because of self, we are like a Cain. Am I my brother's keeper? Oh, alas, we live in a time where the living church, where they can let their fellow travelers go lost so easy. But now, in the life of Abram, it was the work of the Holy Spirit in his heart. And to that end, the Spirit has bound the need upon his heart. In the second place, then he was given the spirit of prayer and of supplication. I even read of the Apostle Paul in Romans 8, verse 26. For the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession within us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And The Spirit is given unto Abram to persevere. Oh, what a beautiful picture, an Advent church. A barren church, a still an unfulfilled promise, it is true. By faith, when the church may embrace the promise, then they may hold on to it. But what a privilege it is when there may be a people in the congregation, also in Advent season, that the Lord may bind it upon the heart, that other souls, that they may weigh heavy, and that they may be given to beg for those souls. Oh, that in this season, that they may come to that manger, and that they may behold that Christ child for the pardoning of their sins. And now when Abram, when he was alone with the Lord, then he has asked, Lord, if there may now be 50 righteous, and that word righteous, that does not mean perfect, but that refers to those that may fear the Lord, that may love the Lord, and that may love his institutions and laws. If there would be 50, whether the Lord would still destroy those cities because of 50. Peradventure there'd be 50 righteous within the city, wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein. Thus, Abram did not tell the Lord that the wicked must not be slain, but his question was, Lord, if there now may be 50 in those cities in Sodom, wilt thou then still destroy that city? And then, what a privilege, and Abram, then he is further given to bow under the justice of God, then he was given to be add, Ah, Lord, that be far from thee, because thou art a just God, and thou shalt not slay the righteous with the wicked. That does not mean congregation. Sometime it pleases the Lord by the way of his judgments, that they may be the wagon that the Lord taketh his child home. Thus we must not misinterpret and think that the righteous shall never be slain when the Lord comes with his judgments. Nevertheless, an Abram is given to bow before the justice of God. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And then the Lord was given to answer that if there would be 50, that is not so many congregation, 50 in a large city, that is but very few. But then the Lord has said if there would be 50, then he would not destroy those cities. What a blessing when among a people that there may be many people of God, boys and girls that may fear the Lord, young people that have made that good choice among the middle-aged and the elderly ones. Does it sometimes happen, boys and girls, when you come in a place and that you look whether there are true people of God in that place? And when you do not see any, that you maybe become a little afraid, because then you are afraid that maybe the Lord shall destroy that place. Of course, we may never come on places of wickedness and vanities, but we must go through this life And then Abram has continued. Then he was very careful. And then he has said those profound words. What a blessed place, what a place to become jealous of. And Advent Abram, those wicked cities of Sodom, of Gomorrah. Did he then plead with the Lord as a self-righteous one? No, that we do not read. Oh, what a low place. Oh, what a special place. A place of profound humility. A place of special freedom. A place of a holy boldness. And also a place of a perseverance. Ah, the church learns. All comes from above. The Advent church learns the necessity of that precious Christ child, that he may be their prophet, priest, and king. And what has an Abram now confessed? Then we read, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. That is not so much, boys and girls. Then an Abram was given to say, oh, we are formed out of the dust. Dust, but also ashes. Do you hear, congregation? That low place. That an Abram, because ashes, that is when we are burnt up in fire. When the Lord would destroy those cities, he was given to confess that he was but dust and ashes. What a blessed place. Ah, there are times in the life of a child of God that they cannot come low enough, that they cannot bow low enough before that great and that majestic God. Oh, what a blessed place. And then in Abram, oh, he was careful. Then he has asked the Lord, he was timid. Oh, we live in a day where that awe and reverence is so much missing. And let us begin with ourselves. What a blessed place. When in holy adoration, when we may be given to bow before that great God and come with our petitions, also with our fellow men in this chapter. It is the first intercessory prayer that we read of in the scriptures. All we read of many more. And then very carefully, then in Abram is asked, when there were five lacking, whether the Lord then would destroy that city. The Lord has said he would not do it. Then in verse 30, oh, let the Lord not be angry. What a blessed place. In verse 31, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak. In verse 32, by renewal, oh, let not the Lord be angry, speak yet, but this one time. Then an Abram was not pleading upon any merit, but upon the mercy of the Lord. And then finally, then we read, and he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy because of 10. I read in Isaiah 57, verse 1, except the Lord has left unto us a very small remnant, we would have become a Sodom and Gomorrah. And in Isaiah 57, of verse 1, that the Lord taketh the righteous away before the judgments to come. And then we read that the Lord and the Lord went his way. How must we understand it? Then in the first place, then we could speak that in Abram was given to acknowledge that the Lord was righteous in all his ways. In the second place, that the Lord had taken that further freedom away, that he was given to further beg. I read in Lamentations 3 verse 41 that the prophet has said concerning his prayers that a cloud has come in between. What a rich instruction. What a blessed place of an Abram. May it please the Spirit to grant that there may be many such intercessors in our midst, even for a people that have many riddles, that have many questions, but with the need of never dying souls bound upon the heart, that Almighty and gracious God, that he may work irresistibly, that the number of the righteous, that means God's people, that it may be greatly increased amongst us, an Advent people. Then they learn the need of that priestly office of Christ at the right hand of the Father in the way of prayer and thanksgiving, and where he has said to his church in John 11 verse 42, where he has spoken of his Father, and I knew that thou hearest me always. What an example for the church, an interceding Abram, the disciples, they have asked of Christ in Luke 11 verse 1, Lord, teach us to pray. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard that an Abram has come on that blessed place, that he was given to beg of thee for a Sodom and a Gomorrah in that profound humility. Lord, may the prayers be multiplied in that end also for our nation, but also for our congregation, that thou may work mightily, that thou may work wonderfully in the hearts of young and old, and that they may be taught the secret things of the Lord. Lord, do it for thy honor and for thy glory. Wilt thou remember us in the furtherance of this day? Wilt thou bring the congregation under the means of grace once more? Wilt thou remember the brother elder who may read a sermon? Make it easy for him. And may he experience that there are those intercessors in the midst of the congregation, Aaron's and hers, and that there are empty vessels. Wilt thou now grant traveling mercies? Forgive us of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 267, the four stanzas. Jehovah reigns supreme, let nations tremble now. He dwells between the cherubim, let earth before him bow. And what follows? 267, the four stanzas. Thank you. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.